In Parshas Kedoshim, when it says Ish Imai Va'aviv Tiro, that you should fear, you have a yira towards your mother and your father, it's brought down, Rashi brings down, B'shem the Chazal, what is Meira? And then it gives you practical inyanim, practical Maisa Dika inyanim. Lo Yeshe B'mekaymai, don't sit in his place, Lo Yedabe B'mekaymai, don't speak in his place, Lo Yister Esdavar, don't contradict him. And what is Kavod? Kavod is machal, mashke, malbish, umanel. You give him to eat and drink, and you clothe him, and machnes amaitzi. You bring him in and out. So it's brought down from the Sefer Das Torah in the name of one of the Chachmei Musa that brought an interesting aura on this Rashi, on this Chazal. Why did Chazal remove it from the Pashat Pashat and the Pasek? Pashat Pashat is, Tiro, have a Yira, have a feeling of Yira towards your parents, towards your mother and your father. And the Chazal take it out of that pshat. And they answer in the Das Torah, b'shem this, one of the Chachmei Musa, that mitzvahs require maisa. That even mitzvahs like yira, awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ahava, love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the ikar is in the heritage of the lev, which is a wonderful thing, and it's a yesoides of Yiddishkeit to have that lev of ahava and yira, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and over here towards your mother and your father. Nevertheless, you have to bring it out to poyel maisa. That's why mitzvahs are called mitzvahs. Mitzvahs asay, mitzvahs loy sasay, asiyah, to do and not to do. Everything goes according to action. And this is how it's understood also when the guy went to be misgayer, and he said, be misgayer me on one foot. And Hillel said, Aloch sani l'chavrcha loy savid. What you hate to be done to you, do not do to your friend. And again, the Mefarshim ask, should have said it in the positive, just v'ahavta l'riacha kamaycha, zeh klagol b'tayra, finished. But it's coming to teach you again the importance of maisa in kiyum ha-mitzvahs, that even mitzvahs that are totally believe, like ahavas Hashem, like yiras Hashem, or beinodol l'chaveri, like v'ahavta l'riacha kamaycha, that it's not enough to be mekayim it in your heart, but you have to bring it out the poyel lemaisa. And that's why Hillel said, Aloch sani lechavrecha loy savit. The good things you're savit to him, and the negative things loy savit to him. And through this, it's also understood, I saw this in the Sefer Melchamas Yehuda, when the Chachamim talk about what is the main klaliyus dika pasuk in the Torah, that's the klal gadol b'Torah. So Ben Zoyma said it, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alekeinu, Hashem Echad, Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben Nana said, V'haftu riacha kamaycha. Rishim Ben Pazi said something very curious. Es hakev es ha'echo tasa v'aboyker, ves hakev es ha'echo sheni tasa bein aboyim. The carbon atomic, that you do makrav one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and one Talmud got up on his feet, and it said, the halacha is like Ben Pazi. So it's a pella. How could it be that this pasuk, discussing a specific thing about Karban HaTamid, overrides the previous two psukim, which are yesoides in Emunah and in Torah? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That is the yesoid of Emunah of a Yid. It's the Shirish of the Shirish. V'haftu riacha kamaycha. The whole Bein Adam L'chaveire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And nevertheless, halacha ke ben pazi, es hakevesa echo tasa v'abayker, and the idea is a similar idea. Mitzvahs, no matter how lofty, how beautiful, how wonderful the machshava and the hergish is, it has to come into a concrete maisa. Every mitzvah needs to have a maisa in it, and every hergish has to be translated in a maisa. And notice, so even the klolim of Shema Yisrael and V'haftu Re'acha Kamaycha, which are hilchis in deos, in chayves halvavos, nevertheless you need a maisa to be made on that kiyum mitzvah that was done in your heart to bring it out. Because as the chinuch says in the mitzvah Tezayin, after the actions, that's when your levavis get turned to it. And that is the mashmois of the pasuk Rav Shimon Ben Pazi brought down. brought down a Misa, and a consistent Misa, a constant Misa, because Tamid is brought every day in the morning and in the afternoon. And that's a Kavasachot Tasa Baboiker. Vesa Kavasacheni Tasa Beinarboyim. And then the previous Pasuk was Asha Tasa Alam Isbeach. To teach you this Hairah, that although the Iker, of course, of these Ruchliistika Milas, is taka Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is taka v'ahavtorecha kamoicha, is all these wonderful hergeshim. Nevertheless, there's an inyan and there's a hischayvus to be malbeshit in the Olam Hamaisa, to bring out these hergeshim through deeds, through good deeds. The pasuk says, Loisisna es achicha bilvavecha. And part of it is that when you see your friend, if he's not noyig properly, or he's not mesiachis properly to a mitzvah or to kedusha, so normally you would come up, you feel very indignant and have tightness in your heart. How could he allow himself to do something like this? Or how could he harden his heart not to do these mitzvahs? Afal pikein, loisisna es achicha bilvavecha. Loisisna es achicha bilvavecha. Hashem puts in you a lev tov to understand the preciousness of the mitzvah. And you have to be done. The Kafscha says, your margish baruch Hashem, what a chashivas of a mitzvah is, or what damage could happen if you violate that mitzvah. And your friend, your chaver, could be, does not have that lev yet to be margish the yakris of that mitzvah. And maybe that's why he's not connected yet to the tafkid that he has to do, or the chayv that he has to do. And I have no right to be misraim and complain about him, because Baruch Hashem, I have a matana toiva, and I was zoicha to have that hergish of a yakris of a mitzvah, while my chava perhaps was never zoicha to experience or to have developed in his mind and heart the yakris of that mitzvah. Now, of course, that doesn't take away from the chiyuv teichacha when it's necessary, or to try to get him to better his ways, or to educate him to turn away from the negative things that he's doing. But afal pikein, that's the general idea. Not cholila to do that. And again, hoychiyach teichiyach es hamisecha, v'leisisa alav chet. Rashi says on that, leisalben es pona barabim. Leisisa alav chet. Now, it's brought down in Parshas Lech Lecha that Sarah told Avram, Chamasi Alecha. Rashi says there that Sarah was telling Avram that Devarecha atachaymes mimeni, shata shemeh bizyoni v'shoysek, that you're taking away words from me, words that you could defend me on. And as you saw Hagar degrading me, and you're quiet about it. So chamasi alecha, you're stealing from me words you could say to defend me. And nevertheless, you didn't. So you see from here that there are things that you could say that could help your friend, that shayach to your friend. You have in your mouth, you have diburim that are shayach to your friend. Hashem put in you a koyach hadibur, that some of the words that you're going to say or you have potential of saying could help your friend. And if you don't say those words, you are stealing it from him. It belongs to him. And that's perhaps what the Torah is saying here. Hechiyach techiyach etzamisecha v'leisisa alav chet. When you want to be mechiach your friend and put him into the proper way, these words are shayach to your chaver. You have to say it, of course, ba'ahava. We're talking about when you're saying it the right way, with a concern, with ahava. And if you don't say it, you're stealing from him. And that's what it means, v'leisisa alav chet. Don't take that away from him. So again, Teichacha is a big subject. In a short span of a Dvar Torah here, we're not going to go into all the details of it, when yes, when no. But when you know it could be effective, when you say it in a warm way, or you inspire somebody to just become a better person, and there's no negative effects to it, then you need to know that those words are destined they're really for your friend. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really telling you, I'm putting in your mind, in your heart, words that you have the ability to use, not for yourself, but to help your friend out. And agav, we talk about this in the Haitaychacha, but the same applies with the Indian of the Burim Shel Chesed overall, or to stay away from Lashon Hara, as it's brought down, Hachayim v'hamoves b'yad haLashon, right? Life and death is in the hand of the tongue. And the truth be told is that very often, because of the Issa Lashon Hara, we talk about how the negative effects of how much damage could be caused by saying Lashon Hara. And that is so true. But what needs to be equally emphasized, or sometimes even more so, is not the hamavis b'yad haLashon, but also the hachayim b'yad haLashon. That the life is in the hands of the tongue. How much chayim you could give, what potential you have in your power of speech to be mechazik your friend, that could turn him around or her around and be mechaya them mamash and save them by the word, a compliment you give them, by a word of chizik you give them, by an encouragement you give them. And charity, of course, always starts at home. So it starts with your own husband, with your own wife, with your own children. That achayim b'yad haLashon. Chayim v'amavis b'yad haLashon. Yes, you need to know the negative effects of when you say destructive things, the verbal abuse, chalila. But achayim b'yad haLashon. So this, what Sarah told Avram, you could have defended me, so you stole words that could have helped me. It's not just in the to avoid a negative, but it's on the positive also. I gave you these words that you had. Could you use those words to be mechaya your friend, to save him his life begashmius, to save his life begruchnius, to encourage him to become a better yid. So you see from here the koyach hadibur. You see from here the koyach of using your words the right way. We'll end off today by discussing the idea of Arla. The idea of Arla and then Revai afterwards, where the first 3 years it's also to eat the peiros of a tree, and then the fourth year you bring it to Yerushalayim, then the fifth year you're allowed to eat it, is a concept to basically tell you in general that gashmius dekahanois, pleasure of physical things, could be used, of course, for avodas Hashem. And it becomes ruchnius when you use a tainug, a Michael Shabbos, Mitzvahs Oina, it makes no difference, whatever it is. Anything that you could physically have anah from, if you do it the right way, the way the Torah tells it to you, it becomes a mitzvah and it's part of your ruchnius. But there is a concept of delayed gratification that creates a tremendous amount of kedusha in a person. And it's not mazikas health either. So, for example, many tzaddikim feel, even though it says kedushin to you, and some people were on high madrigas where they were misagav themselves, they sort of pained their body. People use that sometimes when they want to do tshuva on certain averis, they'll fast intensely and they'll roll in snow or hurt their bodies in those ways. And both from the Vilna Goyen and the Baal Shem Tov, both, I think they're in agreement on this one, discouraging those type of sigufim, especially in our dar. Ruba de ruba of gedolim say loizu aderech in our dar, sigufim of torturing yourself, excessive fasting, holding back physically from normal pleasures is not a healthy thing. But delayed gratification or holding back on something that is not detrimental to your body, that is a high madrega of kedusha that everyone could achieve. So, for example, a guy overeats, he normally eats 3 sandwiches, and he's about to eat another 3 sandwiches now, and he only eats 2, or only eats 1.5. And for him, it's very, very hard. That's a kaddish atzmacha. You're doing a meiridik azach in kedusha. And it's hard. But it's not mazik yeguf, because you're eating, and you're eating healthy. But it's hard because normally you're so used to eating more and you're holding yourself back. So in those type of things, their taka, the delay in this, in the immediate gratification, is an eitza to do, even if it's for a short period of time. Or let's say you're gonna have that ice cream and just delay it for 5 minutes. You know, I'm gonna open a safe or learn for 5 minutes, then I'll have it. Those things are tremendous exercises in kedusha. Kol echad kifi madregosai, and it's nishta kleinikait. It's not a small thing. And we're not malachi asharis, but this is something that everyone does have the ability to do. Kol echad kifi madregosai, where it doesn't damage your health at all. And you'll learn to practice for yourself a certain self-discipline. And even if you're not going to deny yourself that hana, you're going to enjoy it, but you enjoy it 5 minutes later, and you will enjoy it 5 minutes later. But the etzem zach that you were able to delay it because of the ratzon Hashem, you know, I'm going to put myself aside for the 5 minutes. I'm going to wait a little bit. Does help a person, it's a good chinuch for children too, kol echad kefi madregosai, to get them to a point where they could be mekadesh the gashmi, and to elevate their state of not just living in the physical world, but living as holy souls within the physicality of this world. Anche kodesh tiuli, to be people of holiness. Hatzlocha and bracha, and have a wonderful Shabbos.